Podcast Fresh.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Gaming Asylum. I am your host, Ryan Mello, aka Acapello. Nintendo just casually dropped some crazy stuff, some crazy news one day, and the internet's definitely talking. I'm about to contribute to that talk. They announced that they're doing a Legend of Zelda movie. Specifically, Shigeru Miyamoto said that he's been working on the Legend of Zelda movie for the past few years. And I guess it's about to enter into pre-production, or technically it's in pre-production. We got some news. We got a little bit of details on what this all is, what this movie is supposedly going to be. Look, this isn't weird or out of nowhere. I feel like they really hit a home run with the Super Mario Brothers movie, and it made a lot of money for them, and they clearly set up a sequel. They're gonna do another one, and I think it's only fitting that Nintendo does explore their IPs, because nowadays they're starting to see themselves as more than just a video game company. They want to branch out as a media company. They want to do the theme parks, which they're doing. They want to do the movies, which they're doing. We see a lot more toys these days. We see a lot of stuff from Nintendo that isn't just video games anymore. And I think they're finally realizing the IPs that they have, they garner a lot of weight. And I feel like now is when they're deciding to just move forward with everything. And, good for them. I mean, I would do the same thing if I were them. They have some of the most iconic IPs in the world, right? I don't think it gets much bigger than Mario for them, but who knows? Legend of Zelda. Man, so just personally speaking, this is a very important series for me. I am a lot more, I will be a lot harder on this movie than I was on the Mario movie, just because I think Mario lends itself a lot better to a movie. It doesn't take itself serious. Like, there is lore, but like realistically, the lore is very, very simple. It can be summed up in a paragraph. Whereas The Legend of Zelda is literally generations apart with all the games, and there's supposedly a timeline, supposedly not. There's just a lot more thought into that series, and it's going to be interesting to see them try to make this into a movie. Okay, let's just go over what we know, and then we'll get into, I guess, the hopes and dreams and questions. The first thing I wrote here: this thing is going to be co-financed and distributed by Sony Pictures, which is pretty funny when you first hear it, because obviously PlayStation, Nintendo, but Sony Pictures that's got nothing to do with PlayStation. That is its own thing. Sony is more than just a video game company. They have a ton of movie stuff. So before people start going, "Oh my God," like, no, this is fine. It is kind of funny. It's going to be live action, which I think I said already, but yeah, the fact that it's not animated already puts this in more of a interesting, I guess would be the word, situation in terms of, casting and presentation, just pulling this off in general. It's going to be live action. It's going to be produced by Avi Arad, who I recognize that name right away. This dude has been around the Marvel movie scene since, the late 90s, I think. He is the producer and CEO of Marvel Entertainment. He produces all kinds of those original, Marvel movies from the early 2000s, Blade, the X-Men trilogy, I think Daredevil, Hulk, Elektra, the Spider-Man trilogy, of course, that's a big one, The Punisher, I think the Fantastic Four movies. I might be missing a couple, but whatever. That's him. He produced all that stuff, which I think was an interesting era for Marvel. I grew up around all that. I actually really like the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck. I know a lot of people don't, but whatever. It's my take. So this guy, that's where he started pretty much. And he's still producing things for Sony within the Spider-Man films. So I think he's definitely responsible for the Venom movies, the animated Spider-Verse movies, and then also the Tom Holland movies. So half MCU, half Sony. So yeah, this guy has a large thumbprint on all this stuff. I don't dislike the man or anything like that. I got nothing against him, for God's sakes, but he is responsible for some of the most questionable things, but he also has very, like, when he hits, he hits. So for every, you know, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is a banger, you have an Uncharted movie, which is mid, or a Morbius, which is considered not great. You know, and then you have, like, Venom, which is another mid, but then you have a really high one, like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is whatever. I almost don't count that. Spider-Man No Way Home, how about that? So yeah, I mean, this guy is up and down. He has some of the most mediocre scores with everything he's been, like, attached to. Like, he's definitely averaging in the sixes, but occasionally he'll score like an eight or a nine. So that's fine. I feel like that's a lot of people these days. Can't be perfect every time. Don't expect to. So yeah, he is the one. His studio is going to be producing this Legend of Zelda movie with Shigeru Miyamoto by his side. So this is literally a Aviarod production and Nintendo production project, which Aviarod production, I think, is just a branch of Sony. Anyway, Derek Connolly, this gentleman, will be writing the movie. I looked up to see what he's been known for. Basically, what he has been known for, I guess the biggest thing he's done, is basically the Jurassic World movies, the new ones. He did the screenplay for Detective Pikachu, which I enjoyed. And then there was the Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. He also did the story for that. But I think the Jurassic World stuff is pretty much, you know, his baby. And he also did the screenplay for Kong Skull Island. So, not a lot of credits, but he's, you know, he's young. And he's definitely getting up there within, you know, his craft. So the fact that he's going to be doing this Legend of Zelda movie is, I mean, it's good and it's bad. It's good because it's like he doesn't have a lot to his name, so you're kind of like just looking at what he's done, and you know, it's that's all you could really base it off of. And if it didn't score high, which those Jurassic World movies didn't, then that's it. You kind of write the guy off immediately. But I think it's just, you know, he still has a lot to do, so maybe this Zelda movie is the one for him. We don't know. So yeah, that was Derek Connolly. And then the director, Wes Ball, who, to my knowledge, all he's done is the Maze Runner trilogy, which I think, I actually like those movies quite a bit. I think they're pretty good. But I do like Dylan O'Brien a lot, so I don't know if it's because of that guy or him as a director, but I actually enjoyed that trilogy. Yeah, and then Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, that's in post-production. He's directing that, and then you scroll up a little bit and you see The Legend of Zelda here already listed. So he's definitely taken the job for sure. But he's also in the art department a lot. Like, he does a lot of graphical work and design for other things, especially in the late 2000s. So, but yeah, I guess he just transitioned to being a director recently. Or not recently, but within the last 10 years full time. But anyway, yeah, Wes Ball, known for the Maze Runner movies. Again, same kind of deal with Derek Connolly. I feel like these guys are just, you know, they got a long way to go. They got more stuff to do. And, you know, they're all young. They're all youngins. They're all trying to make it. Even though he's, well, I'd argue they've made it. But you know what? They got more to do. So, yeah. That's all we really know. And we also know that the movie is years away. And other than that, that's all the information we have. We don't know, you know, obviously casting. We don't know any of that. I think all that's too soon. So let's get into this other section I have here. I just titled it Hopes because, goddamn, why not? I am just, when you tell me there's going to be a Legend of Zelda movie, the first thing I start thinking of isn't even casting, but more like what game is going to be selected to be presented on the big screen, if they're even doing it like that. Like, maybe it's a mashup of a bunch of stuff, which I think would be fine. It's, you know, if I had to pick one, like, my hope, like, unsurprisingly, especially because I just did the other episode, would be a Majora's Mask movie. I think that would feel like that'd be a really cool twisted movie to see, you know. I think it'd be actually pretty awesome, but it doesn't really scream, you know, first movie. That's definitely like, that could be saved as a sequel or something. But that would be pretty cool. But look, if it's a one and done, if they are just gonna make, I doubt it. First of all, I doubt that it's gonna be a one and done. I think this is gonna be the start of a series, just like they're gonna do with Mario. But let's just say it was one and done. I think if you picked Ocarina of Time or Link to the Past, Twilight Princess, or even Wind Waker, I think those would be good standalone titles if you were just going to make one movie. But I think if I had to pick one, Ocarina of Time might be the best one to start with, simply because of its place in the timeline. Now, I know the timeline is bullshit. I almost agree completely. I think there is... I think if you really look at the timeline and what they've presented is a timeline for all these games, I feel like you can make it make sense. But I highly doubt Nintendo ever had this timeline in their head while they were making all these games. This is definitely something that was forced by the fans as more games came out over the years and they were trying to piece together, you know, where does this one go? What goes where? I feel like Nintendo was almost forced to come up with something, and what they came up with, I think, passes, but it is kind of rinky-dink at the same time. I feel like it doesn't really matter. But let's just say that this timeline thing was super 100% legit, which, I mean, it kind of is. Nintendo themselves confirmed that there is a timeline, so let's go by that. Ocarina of Time's place in the timeline, for those of you who don't know, it starts off as a single timeline, but then after the events of Ocarina of Time, the timeline branches into three. And basically what the three is at the final battle of Ocarina of Time, if Link dies, that starts off a branch. If Link wins, that starts off another branch, but then there's also the branch of him disappearing from the future, right? There's no Link to fight him because he gets sent back in time after becoming an adult. I don't even know how to explain this. I jumped the gun on explaining Ocarina of Time. Basically, in that game, you start off as a child, but you're forced to go 7 years into the future and become an adult to fight Ganondorf. And then by the end of the battle, at the end of the game, you get sent back in time to live your childhood. But that timeline where he's an adult still exists. It's just he's no longer there. So that would be the third timeline. Anyways, why do I say all that? It's basically because that... if they were to do Ocarina of Time and then they did decide to do a sequel, then they could go a lot of ways with it. They could go into a direct sequel, which is Majora's Mask, or they could branch out into either side of the timeline with Link to the Past or Wind Waker. Those would be the next ones. So, but Ocarina of Time on its own is a great story. I think it's a classic Zelda story. So I also think it works well just as a standalone movie if they choose to do that. So it'll be interesting. Again, what do I want? I feel like that would be what I want. Like, I think that would make the most sense. There isn't really a reason to look at the Zelda games in canonical like release order and start off with the first Legend of Zelda, because that's a really simple game. There's not much dialogue there, but maybe that's what they do. Maybe they pick that game because they could technically mold that into whatever they want and make something new, which I'm down for as well. As long as it's done right or done correctly or done, you know, with some kind of passion and flavor, then I'm good with that. But yeah, it's interesting. In terms of casting for this movie, I don't really know. Like, I'm not even going to say who I want to be Link or Zelda or any of that. I honestly have no goddamn clue these days. I do, like, I have heard fans wanting Idris Elba to play Ganondorf, which, okay, I could buy that. I think that would actually be kind of cool. But, like, following that trend, I feel like you should have one known actor and then maybe have the rest of the cast be no names, including Link. I think that preconceived notions with actors that are established might damage this movie. And, you know, having an unknown be Link, or, you know, not an unknown, but a small-time actor, that could catapult him and make his career for sure. But, like, also, fans go into it not knowing much about this guy. Obviously, if they're interested enough, they'll see back, they'll look at his catalog and then watch clips of what he's done. But, like, realistically, it's almost like the Straight Outta Compton movie, where they casted a bunch of unknowns. Nobody knew who those guys were, and I think the movie did better for it, right? Because if you're gonna cast Dr. Dre's character and it's... whoever, name some big dude, you know, you're just gonna like imagine if Will Smith for some reason got casted as Dr. Dre. Will Smith is a really strong personality. Every role he does, he has that Will Smithness to him, you know what I mean? Like, that's why it's better to go unknown sometimes, and I feel like this is one of those cases for sure. But I don't know, I really don't know. I could be wrong. I've seen mock-ups of Tom Holland as Link. Maybe that's what we're getting. I don't know. either way, again, it just falls back to the whole live action aspect. Like, it really, like the Mario movie went through a lot when they announced that Chris Pratt was the voice of Mario. And I'm glad that in the end, like, he, I don't know if proving people wrong is the way to say things, but it passed. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like what people thought it was. I actually kind of liked it. So, but that was just a voice. Now you have likenesses, voices, because Link doesn't even fucking talk. So there's that. There's just a lot. There's a lot that goes into a live action movie, especially one like this. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. It's very, very interesting that they're going down this route. I would have loved if the movie was animated, to be honest. I feel like it would stand a better chance, but I don't know. Anyways, but in terms of casting, I have no idea. I also feel like this movie, I recently rewatched Harry Potter, at least some of the Harry Potter movies again, because the wife was into it again, and you know how that goes if you follow the podcast. I like that the Harry Potter movies kind of make you believe in their rules. Like, the rules of that world are believable. Like, they make the unbelievable believable. And I feel like that's what this movie has to do. They have to make the audience believe the rules of that universe. Because The Legend of Zelda has a lot of, you know, mythical, magical stuff, just kind of like the Harry Potter stuff. Although I feel like it's not as dark. I feel like it's probably a lot more lighthearted. But I don't know, I feel like maybe that's just a personal preference. It doesn't have to be a Harry Potter-ish kind of thing, but I feel like it does have to make the audience believe in what it's trying to tell. That's like the number one for something like this. But I don't know. I guess looking back, if I had to give a verdict to all this stuff that we've talked about today, I feel like every video game doesn't need to be a movie. Like, that is my honest take, and this is definitely one of them that did not need to be a movie. I don't need this to be a movie. Legend of Zelda is very much a video game, and it's a video game through and through. Even Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, it's a video game through and through, because there aren't many, like, cinematics or cutscenes or anything like that. It's just a game. You know, I think the most cinematic game in the series is probably Twilight Princess, and even then, it's like, I don't know. I don't see it being a movie. Like, it would be fun to imagine it as a movie, but, like, maybe as an animated movie, but to go completely live action with it right out the get-go, man, I don't know. I'm not too hopeful. My hopes for this are very low, and my expectations are very much in check. I'll say that. Like I said, with the Mario movie, the universe lends itself better to make an animated movie. An animated movie, and that's just it. The fact that it's live action makes this an even harder sell for me. If this movie was a 2D animated endeavor, I would actually be pretty excited about it, like, honestly. Like, I think I recently saw on Facebook or Instagram a fan-made, like, concept project if Studio Ghibli made a Zelda movie, which Studio Ghibli is, or is it Ghibli? I don't know how to pronounce it. I say Ghibli. Ghibli is a Japanese animation studio, and they make, you know, animated movies, and I love their art style. I think it looks incredible, and I think that style would be really good for a Zelda movie. I think that whole concept, that looked awesome, and I would love it if that was a real thing, but it's not. We're getting live action. That's clearly the way they're going, and hey, I'll be there to keep tabs on it, and it's going to be really interesting to see where they go with this. My hope, as long as it's not a Dragon Ball Evolution disaster, I guess it's a win. Alright guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Gaming Asylum. Follow our Instagrams at PodcastFresh, follow at PodcastFreshTO on Twitter, email us at PodcastFresh2020@gmail.com, follow The Gaming Asylum on Instagram, and yeah, we'll see you guys next time with another episode. Goodbye. Podcast Fresh. Yeah.